currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Scott Mullen at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Scott.
Hi, I'm Scott Mullett, and this is Currently Kirkland. We're here every week with the latest in what's going on in Kirkland. Let's start with some outdoor activities. Are you looking for a fun activity for your little ones? Kirkland's new Pee Wee Soccer League kicks off on September 11th. Kids aged 3 to 6 will have the opportunity to meet new friends and learn the game of soccer. Kids are able to participate an hour every Saturday for 6 weeks. During the hour, 20 minutes will be given to practice, and the rest of the time will be for a game. If you're interested in signing up your child for Pee Wee Soccer, go to kirklandparks.net and click on the activities link. Everest Park will be getting some visitors next week. The Little League Junior Softball World Series will be held in the park August 15th to August 21st. A local Eastside team from the Bellevue-Mercer Island area, the Mercer Island Bellevue Thunderbirds, has made it to the World Series and will be the host for these games. Teams from around the world will make their way to Kirkland to participate in the World Series to try and claim the title. For more information about the Little League Junior Softball World Series, go to this website below. Kirkland National Softball Team for girls aged 10 to 11 won the state championships. The girls competed against Woodinville West for the title. In 5 innings, the Kirkland girls won the game 11-1. If you'd like more information about the Kirkland National Little League, go to kirklandnational.com. And how about you? Are you interested in a little ball in the fall? Registration is currently underway for fall softball leagues. From men's upper and lower divisions and co-ed, there is a league for everyone who's interested in playing. Fall softball starts the last week in August and goes through October. For more information about fall softball leagues, go to kirklandparks.net and click on the activities link. Boy, kids sure do say the darndest things. Here's currently Kirkland's own Erica Sanford with a story.
Hi everybody, we're out here at the Kirkland Summer Concert Series with Casper Baby Pants. We're having a great time. We're still waiting for the sun to come out, but we're hopeful. And we decided we're going to go talk to some of the audience members tonight, some of the youngest citizens of Kirkland, and see what they have to think about summer and, you know, a few other things.
Our first question was, what's your favorite thing about summer?
My favorite summer is going to the beach. Going in the sprinkler. Going in the pool. I like the snacks.
That it's a lot sunny.
No school.
No school.
We followed up with, what's your favorite thing about getting back to school?
Playing Barbies. Playing with the kids.
Math.
Seeing my friends.
Coloring.
My friends.
Then we asked, what does it mean to be green?
Recycling stuff and throwing stuff away.
The rest said,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, take two. Do you do any nice things for the planet?
And we turn the water off and we brush our teeth.
Yeah.
I plant some trees. I already planted 5 apple seeds.
I help Mama grow her garden and stuff.
I try to recycle a lot.
Yeah.
We pick up the garbage.
When I brushed my teeth, I turned off the lights so that I didn't have to waste.
I always recycle trash when I see it all around my playground.
I do nice things for the planet. I color.
You color. Excellent.
We then took some time to enjoy the concert with the kids. Karen Story, one of the volunteers whose hard work has brought you the Kirkland Summer Concert Series this year, explains what the event is all about.
There's a summer concert series this year. It's being run by volunteers, and it takes place every Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. and every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11. And the Thursday evening concerts are for families, and the Tuesday morning concerts are for children.
Jump, baby, jump. Jump, 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 jump. Jump, baby, jump. Jump, 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 jump.
And And we've got 8 Tuesday concerts and 8 Thursday concerts. They'll run through August 26th. And the concerts are free, but we are asking for a $2 donation to help pay for the direct costs of the shows. Kirkland loves its concerts in the park. It would not be summer in Kirkland without music in Marina Park. I can't even imagine. And then you spin, baby, spin, round and round and round. Spin, baby, spin, round and round and round. Now in first direction, spin, baby, spin, round and round and round. It gets dizzy. Spin, baby, spin, round and round and round. And then you sing, baby, sing. La 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 la. Sing, baby, sing. La 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 la. Sing, baby, sing, everybody. La la la. Sing, baby, sing. And then you cry, baby, cry.
Cry, the kids' baby, concerts are a big hit with kids and parents alike.
We had a great time today. We found out some really interesting things from Kirkland's littlest citizens. We hope to see you out here at the Summer Concert Series. I'm Erica Sanford for Currently Kirkland.
For more information about the Kids Summer Concert Series, go to KirklandSummerConcerts.org. All right. The Eastside Rail Corridor is a piece of Kirkland history. You've probably recognized the railroad tracks throughout the city. The corridor is now in public ownership, and there's interest from communities and government agencies on how this corridor could be developed. With 6 miles of the 44-mile Eastside Rail Corridor going right through Kirkland, it's important for residents and businesses to provide input on the future of this corridor. The city has long viewed the corridor as a means for non-motorized travel, and it is interested in learning how rail transport might function alongside a trail. An informational booth at the Wednesday Farmers Market at Marina Park has been set up this month so you can learn more about the current status and give your input on the future of this corridor. Your ideas will help the City Transportation Commission create an interest statement on the future of the corridor. For more information on the Eastside Rail Corridor, go to the city's homepage and in the search box type Eastside Rail Corridor. The Kirkland Fire Camp for junior high and middle school students has been canceled this year. After careful consideration and several meetings with camp staff, it was found that the camp would be able to sustain itself independent of city funds by reducing expenses through adjustments to the curriculum and the staff. However, making these changes does take time, necessitating the cancellation of this year's camp. The fire camp will be back next year. If you would like more information about the fire camp, contact Robin Pastor at the information below. Juanita Emotion is now underway. King County Metro and Sustainable Kirkland have teamed up to inform those who live, work, and play in the Juanita area about Juanita Emotion. Juanita Emotion encourages people to use other forms of transportation rather than driving alone when in the Juanita area. The program rewards those who participate by offering them free bus fare or gift certificates from Juanita business sponsors.
As part of this program, you pledge to reduce those drive-alone car trips, and you're rewarded for doing so. We have some free bus passes on King County Metro. We have passes for Sound Transit. And then as you progress through this program, you can either get online or send in postcards. You log those trips that you chose a mode other than just driving alone, and for each time you log one of those trips, you're entered in a raffle, and then we also have some great prizes that we send you. We've got some gift certificates from local Kirkland and Juanita businesses, and then we also have some transit fare. We have some Orca cards that are loaded with transit fare for you.
To help inform people about the program, Sustainable Kirkland is setting up a booth at the Friday Night Market on August 27th and September 10th.
Sustainable Kirkland's a group of Kirkland residents who are very motivated to create a more environmental, friendly community here in Kirkland. That if they'd like to pledge to reduce their car use by carpooling with friends and biking, walking, hopping on a bus that they hadn't thought about, if they can reduce their car mileage, they'll get rewards for that. And a lot of people don't know about this program, so we'd like to spread the word. We have a really great city here, Kirkland and Juanita, beautiful places. If only there was less traffic, we can do something about that. We can just leave our car at home more often. Think about those trips. Do I really need to make all those trips, or can I combine them? And if I investigate, is there a bus going that way that I could walk to the market and come back by bus, perhaps, with my shopping? I could get a bicycle or dust off my bicycle from the shed. And we have maps to show people that there are routes that's not as difficult as they think, that they can find roads on which are quieter, that they can ride their bicycles. A little intimidating on the bigger roads, but there are many other routes that you can take. Saturday, September the 11th, we're going to be doing a sustainable Kirkland-supported community bike ride, and people will be doing a bike-friendly route that they may not have been aware of. It's going to be really fun.
At the booth, you can learn more about the program, sign up to join Juanita in Motion, and get resources to help you stay in motion yourself. For more information about Juanita in Motion or Sustainable Kirkland, go to the websites below. And remember, you can access any of our programs on the web. Just visit the city's homepage and click Watch On Demand Programming. And hey, it'd be great to hear from you. News tips, suggestions, or any comments, please send to kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. Thanks for watching. We'll see you soon.